I was born in Montreal. I moved here when I was about 12. And I still remember the library that I used to go to in Montreal as being a very special place that I would go to with my mom on Saturdays. And it didn't seem like a chore. It didn't seem like something we had to do. It was kind of exciting. I think largely because it was a new and beautiful building. And I went to high school and went to university and was a perpetual university student for a long, long time. I had part-time jobs that would pay for my love of university. And I worked in restaurants to pay for my love of going to school. The thing is, I never remembered that I wanted to get out of restaurants, that I had to make a choice to stop working in restaurants because the money was so alluring. At a certain point, though, I was working as a manager of a restaurant, and I found out one morning that the restaurant was going to close that night, suddenly, because of a business dispute between the owner and the landlord. And at that time, I was working. My wife, Esther, was at home with our daughter, Bella. So she was a stay-at-home mom. We were a single-income family. Everything was great, but suddenly I was not going to have any kind of income. And my wife decided, upon hearing that news, that she actually would really like to get out of the house. And I'd always said to her, "You're so lucky that you get to stay at home with Bella." She said, "Well, now it's your turn." And so within 24 hours, she had turned her part-time volunteer position into a full-time paid position. And suddenly I was at home with our daughter. Complete reversal. And you kind of have to be careful what you wish for, because I was not at all expecting being a stay-at-home dad to be what it is.
Right.
And I thought to myself, this is challenging. It's great, but what am I going to do beyond being a stay-at-home dad? And I started thinking, because we would read books a lot, and I started thinking, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could write a kid's book, because I was really loving reading kids' books to my daughter Bella. And I tried, and at first it was not going very well at all, and I realized the simplicity of it is deceptive, because it's really difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can write something kind of that rhymes but that looks forced, or you can write a story but it's hard to write something that works. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was at it for, I don't know, a year, maybe a year and a half. And I wrote something, and as I was writing it, I knew it was different than anything else I'd written. And I knew that that was going to be the thing that I was going to try and get into the world of kids' books with. And it worked. Mm-hmm. And so I had my first book got published. And I saw myself, or I began to see myself, as someone who was not just a stay-at-home, or who was not just someone looking for a job that they would eventually go into, but mm-hmm. I began to look at myself as an author.